What I'm going to play for you now is what NASA calls whistlers. Whistlers are the electrical energy that's transmitted through the magnetic field from thunderstorms that occur at the equator all the way to the North Pole and the South Pole. And so remember, these are not the sounds of thunderstorms. This is the electrical energy that comes from thunderstorms. And these are what these whistlers sound like when they're picked up by low-frequency radio receivers at the South Pole. Okay, this is a Weddell seal. A Weddell seal lives in the Antarctic, and it's a cute little critter. And listen to its voice. Doesn't sound biological, does it? But here's the kicker. Here's another kind of seal that lives 10,000 miles away. It's the bearded seal, lives in the Arctic. They never come in contact with one another, but listen to its voice. Now, what we think is happening here is that because these animals have a little bit of magnetite in their heads, it's something that will actually receive radio frequencies, they're actually picking up these radio frequencies that are transmitted from the thunderstorms that occur at the equator, and they're mimics. So they, like us, mimic sound. And we're going to get into that in just a second.